Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast, and joining me is a hilarious, hilarious man. Someone who I believe would never take a crossing over me. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello. I would never choose a crossing over you. I mean, what the hell? I don't want some ton license or whatever it is.
Yeah, who wants that?
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit. So we're talking Below Deck Med today. Very exciting. And I guess before we jump into it, just a reminder, you can get masks to ward off this pandemic at crappensmerch.com. And you can also support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, and you get access to fun stuff like our Discord channel, which has been really wonderful. A lot of discussion about recipes on there lately, which I, of course, love. And then, of course, Crappens on Demand, a bonus episodes. So lots of good stuff. Get involved. Be involved, okay?
Get involved, okay? So today, Below Deck Mediterranean opens with one of my favorite musicals, Les Miserables, with One Day More, Another Day, Another Destiny. Because Tom's in the kitchen, and he's like, One Day More. And I was like, oh, Tom, you've never been so majestic.
I dreamed a dream. I wouldn't have a slice of cucumber every single fucking day on this boat.
I dreamed a dream. You didn't just shove my potatoes down the bin, you stupid moron. Get out of my kitchen.
Master of the galley. La 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 la. Get out of my fucking galley. I'm the master of the galley.
So Bugs is on Alex's lap in the mess. And there's a big plate of spaghetti on the table, which I thought was really funny, because last week Malia told Tom, oh my God, Tom, baby, you do so much. I mean, Kika would just send down a bowl of spaghetti for crew meal. So I guess Tom was like, sounds like a good idea to me. I shall next be sending down a bowl of spaghetti for crew meal.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, there's been drama, because in case everyone forgot, the last episode ended with Jess catching Aisha, her hand grazing Rob's butt. And so Jess has just been, like, you know, huffing through the boat, saying, like, I'm going to punch her in her face. And Rob's like, she did what now? Just try me.
Love you.
That wasn't super cool. I'm not playing that shit, Rob.
Oh, fucking killer. You know what? Clearly, I'm not crazy, because I thought Aisha was into Rob and Rob was into Aisha, and this just confirmed my suspicions. Okay, so they show a picture of course, the big white circle circling the butt grab. And she does kind of put her hand down there, but the lady standing next to her also puts her hand on Aisha's butt because there's nowhere else to fit her hand. So are we going to bring this lady up on charges? Come on.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So either way, Aisha and Rob leave with the guests to head on to land, to go touring around and everything. And so Aisha and Rob are on the boat together, and she's like, oh, I saw the cute note you left her in the laundry room. Oh,
and he goes,
I hope my future husband leaves me notes in the laundry also.
He goes, thank you. Like it was some huge compliment of seeing a letter.
Yeah.
And
we
he's like,
notes for each other all the time.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, good boy. That's sweet. I'm very confused. I had no idea Aisha grabbed my ass. I didn't feel it. I have quite a sensitive bum. I have a quite sensitive model's bum because I was a model.
Being a model, I would have felt a hand on my bum. You have to be very aware of your body when you're a model, which is what I am.
So they get to town, and it's just like, the town is your oyster! And they go to start looking around. And, you know, back at the boat, this is a very cleaning-heavy episode. I had to stop myself a couple of times to write, like, you're literally writing down that they're cleaning. Stop taking notes. But we go back, and Bugs is making beds, and Jess is squeegeeing. And then back in town, Rob is like, oh, my shorts, they're hella tight right now. Would anyone like to look at my crotch, which I'm pulling right now? Anyone? Anyone?
Model. Model.
And so then he starts talking to Hannah, the primary, and he's like, so what's your ethnicity? And she's like, Japanese. He goes, oh, I've been to Japan. I lived in Japan. I lived right next to the Tokyo Hotel. Modeling.
And she's like, oh, are you on Instagram?
Yes. Model/_model.
Ing.
Ing. Model.ing.
So Bugs checks on Jess, and she's like, Jess, are you good? She's like, great, ready to get the fuck out of here. I really don't like watching Aisha grab Rob's ass. Unlock the fucking life out of that girl.
Yeah. Jess is not someone you want to fuck around with, I feel like, with her man. And Bugs is like, oh my gosh, Jess! When she gets, like, when Bugsy gets alarmed about Jess, she starts calling her Jess instead.
Jess! She grabbed his ass. When did she do that, Jess? It's like, well, if she's gonna be fucking disrespectful, I'm not gonna play that shit. So I'm trying to be calm, because I'll fuck her up. You think I'm kidding?
You think I'm kidding? Huh? Do I look like I'm kidding? Do I look like I'm kidding?
Well, you are juggling some balls while you're talking right now.
Oh, sorry. I used to work in a circus.
So back in town.
Wait, can I just say also there was a moment with Malia and Tom where Malia once again gets her weird British sort of affectation, and she goes up to him in the kitchen and she's like, are you going to go for a snooze, Tom? And he's like, perhaps. And so then she hugs him from behind. He goes, Whoa,
you can't hug me. I'm too close to the bin. You can't hug me.
Stinker. You're a stinker. You are. So back in town, they're at a bathing suit shop or whatever, and Aisha and Rob see a gelato place. So yeah. She's like, gelato, I'm keen on that. Can I get one, please?
Can I get one cup of After Eight, please?
She's like, which somehow, like, he's the only person who can make gelato seem unappetizing.
I'd like a cup of After Eight. You know, I used to eat a lot of gelato because of modeling.
I was a gelato model back in the day.
They used to call me Banana Split.
A rival from Ben and Jerry's modeling campaign used to just call me Not Ice Cream. They would say, hello, Not Ice Cream. It really hurt. It really got me in my feelings.
There was a period of time in 2013 where Haagen-Dazs thought they could get into menswear, so I was the model, the face of Haagen-Dazs undies, and unfortunately never took off, but I do have a lifetime supply of Haagen-Dazs. I'll always have access to it because of modeling.
So Aisha gets her ice cream cone and she's like, that's insane, lick it, lick there. And last week I said she was licking his turkey stick. I thought they were carrying around like big old turkey legs or something, like the Ren Fair. But no, I'm glad to see that it was just ice cream.
Yeah.
It tastes like condensed milk. It's so good.
Did you just call yourself dense? Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha. And she's like, oh, I love that. That's my favorite kind of comedy. Favorite kind of comedy. Saying, like, condensed sounds like dense.
Well, you're on the right show then. Because we do it all the time.
All the time. I'm like condensed milk. So Aisha's basically like, it's really cool because I get to actually hang out with Rob and talk to him normally, because normally Jess is always watching and so she can't really be herself around Rob. But now that they're alone, she can get to know Rob on a friend level.
Yeah, and have sparkling conversation like this. What's your favorite food in the world? Meat? And he's like, yes. Great talk, guys.
It's more of a category, but that's fine.
So Malia and Bugs are in the kitchen, and Malia's like, what is even going on right now, not baby? And Bugsy's like, apparently Aisha grabbed Rob's bum and just saw, and she just said, I'll fuck her up, and I feel slightly afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, and basically Bugs is like, I need Jizz to be in a happy place, otherwise it's going to affect the whole crew. So Malia then goes and tells Tom, and he's like, oh dear, oh dear. I don't know why I wrote that down. I think it's just funny that Tom might be like, oh dear, when he is the one who creates actually the most drama on the boat these days. But
but he's on very good behavior today, Tom. He's like, yeah. I cannot believe how I've acted in the past. I had to say to myself, was this how a chef for the Queen Mother would act? No. So here I am. Anything you'd like, Queen Mother?
Yeah, pretty much. So then there's like a scene of like Malia and Alex rolling up a slide, and then Bugsy is like,
Alex, Bugsy, are these your cherries you left on the table? Shall I bring them up to you? Fun banter!
Yeah, we get some cherry banter, and I have to say, this is the part of the season where I was like, okay, wrap it up. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Let's treat it like it up, a slide guys. And wrap it up.
Time to wrap it up, guys. Okay.
Well, no one's ever cared about Bugsy and Alex, and I fully believe, I blame Pete for this because I feel like the Bugsy and Alex content was shoehorned into this to make up for the void of Pete being fired midway through, because truly no one cares about Bugsy and Alex and their like low-grade romance.
Yeah. And so then we go back to then Bugs goes down to Jess and she's like, Jess, hey, you seem heated. You maybe need to talk it out with that fucking someone up, as you would say. So I'll send you on break. She's like, yeah, I'm fucking furious.
I'm gonna fucking murder someone right now. Ow! I just got my hand stuck in a door again.
So Aisha loses the guests, which is funny. It's like, should we go find them? So Bugs is talking to Jess again. She's like, yeah, go on break so we don't get jiu-jitsu'd. And she's like, oh, that would be Muay Thai. I got into Muay Thai to release my aggression, like, without going to jail.
And then, which, by the way, I'm not sure getting into Muay Thai prevents you from going to jail, but, you know, here's the dreaming.
No kidding. Yeah, now you don't just slap someone. You kill them.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So then Bugsy goes to the dock to get new provisions. She gets some wireless headphones, but not any fresh halibut, huh? Not you have room to get some headphones. You get a headphone. How about a halibut that doesn't come served in eyes? I said I wanted on eyes, not in eyes. How's it so hard to get a bloody fresh fish around here? I quit, mother.
I'll bet you took the temperature on the bloody headphones, didn't ya? Didn't ya?
Let me guess. They brought those headphones in a hot car, didn't they? Didn't they?
So Pete takes her and the tender over to the dock to get the wireless headphones, and it's the poor fish lady. It's not the fish lady again. I mean, what is she just working like an Amazon warehouse of shit that they send over?
I'm just like questioning, you know, everything makes sense. Like now the issue with the fish makes sense because they are getting their provisions from like a Best Buy grocery store. That's not a good place for fresh fish.
Yeah, she's like, enjoy these. You will hear very well out of these lobster tails. This is trying to unload all the shit they sent back. So the captain helps him unload the boat, which I don't know why I wrote that down. She's like, gosh, what do you think I'm here for? Come on. So then Aisha is talking to Rob on the way back, and she's like, so you've been modeling for 9 years? And he's like, yes, my mother found it for me.
Yeah. Because basically his mother found it for him, I guess, when he was like one or something. And she goes, oh, when she saw your bone structure. He's like, yes, when I got trapped in her vagina. Like, let's work on the comic timing a little bit, Rob.
She did a kegel right there and squeezed your cheeks. Oh, and she tells us he has a tortured soul. He reminds me of Edward Scissorhands a little.
But you know, without the scissors or the style or the potential sex appeal, I feel like Rob. Like, here's why Rob annoys me, because he is so like. He is so deliberately affected to be the tortured soul. He's one of those people that's like I don't think he's... I guess he's sort of tortured. He definitely has trauma in his past. But, like, when he talks about being guarded or, like, he's in his head or his heart, he doesn't open himself up very much. It kind of feels like it's a persona he's adopted because it makes him seem more mysterious. And like, at the end, it's like you're a model fuckboy, basically.
Like he's modeling compassionate language, would you say? I'm now a compassionate language model. I'm in my head.
I'm in my head. When I was a child, I used to watch that show, Herman's Head, over and over again. I thought, who's in my head? Are there four wacky strangers in there?
Do you remember that show?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like people who use that like compassion language. It bothers me because I feel like people who talk like that have gotten in so much trouble that they've learned to talk in a certain way so that they get in less trouble. Like you're being a dickhole in a relationship. So instead of saying like, fuck you, you say, well, you've hurt me deeply and I'm in my head about it. And it just bugs me. It's like it confuses everything, you know, just speak.
Well, it's sort of like it like neutralizes anything that you would try to say because like now they're like a delicate husk and you can't like anything that you would say, like any any valid point that you would have gets neutralized by this. Oh, but I'm in my head. I'm hurt. I'm vulnerable. And then all of a sudden you can't say what you wanted to say because then they may crumble into 1,000 pieces and it's kind of just like some fuckery.
Yeah. So then, speaking of fuckery, the captain is looking at the headphones. She's like, what are these for? And Bugs puts one on and starts dancing around. And she's like, there's nothing on there. What are you, dancing to your own tune?
That's funny. Hey, you know, I actually have my own tune. It goes like this. Do-do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, wait, I just started doing electric slide.
Wait, I have my own tune. It goes like this. Do 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 do. Star Wars.
Wait. Oh, new tune coming in. It goes. Do 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 do. Oh wait, that's Growing Pains.
Okay, here I got my own tune. Do 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 do. Mary Time Law. That's why you're fired. Mary Time Law. That's why you're fired. Do 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 do.
Do 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 do. Oh wait, Perfect Strangers. God.
Now this one's not a tune, but I like big butts and I cannot lie. Can I have that one?
So the guests are coming back. And Sandy's like, oh, party's over. Everyone's coming back. And so the guests are all ready to for the tender, et cetera, and they're standing, and Rob has his backpack on, and they're joking that he looks like he's wearing lederhosen with it, and so they're like, Rob, you should yodel, or whatever, and he's like,
all right, I can do a little yodeling. Yodel, 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 yodel.
They're like, oh my god! You're so funny. Oh my god, that was so good!
Are you a model? So back on the boat, Tom wants to take a nap. So he's like, I'm going down. So I'm going to write my name on the board. I'm going down. Don't bother me with any of your fuckery. Love, Tom.
I've pre-sliced all the cucumbers and I've put out an avocado just in case you idiots can't do it yourself.
And this is when he says, I want to get my shit together. I'm not proud of how I have acted, mother. And then clips of him just acting like a fucking crazy man.
Yeah, he's just saying, like, you know, we all have bad days, especially when the people around us can't be relied on to do simple tasks. We have very bad days. But I kind of realized that I wouldn't want Malia to see any negative spin-off from me having a bad day. I'd like to reserve that for when we get home and we don't have cameras on ourselves.
And troubles are brewing because back on the tender, the guests are like, we want snacks. I'm starving. I'm so starving. I've never seen thin people who... like eat this much. Normally I'm used to Bravo where all the thin people are like, I'm not eating that. Are you crazy? I'm not eating.
Right.
I'm never eating. But these thin people keep it off and they just go all day. I'm jealous.
All day eating. So Tom has just gone down for a snack and now they have to like wake him up. It's like, oh no. So they have to wake up Tom. And so of course, like Bugsy goes in and is like, Tom, they want snacks. He's like, oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
What?
So they return, and Malia's like, are you guys ready for sun and water stuff? And Z's like, snacks. I need snacks. Oh, how are your hunger levels? High. They're high. I need snacks. Like, feed Z, feed her.
Feed her quickly. She wants a Caesar salad. So Tom's like, this is so fucking shit. Gotta make a salad. Who would have thought that I have to feed these guests when they come back approximately about lunchtime after walking around all day? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
And Malia's like, impeccable timing, honey, baby. And he's like, I've got a solid 5 minutes in. And so she squeezes each of his little butt cheeks. I guess just testing the Jess anger to see like how flirty this really is. She's like, how bad is this squeezing a butt cheek? Not really seeing it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Big news. Peacock, the streaming service from NBC Universal, is home to your favorite reality shows.
Yeah, you just go to peacocktv.com for free full seasons of Chrisley Knows Best, Below Deck, Southern Charm, American Ninja Warrior.
Did you mean to sign up for Peacock? You can upgrade for even more and stream your favorites from the beginning, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, and my dear friend, Top Chef.
Plus, they have hundreds of hit movies, thousands of episodes of your favorite shows, and current shows, timeless classics, and timely updates included.
So go reach out to all your dear friends and say, hey, I'm having a party at my place and we're all watching Peacock. You should all come, even if you're not even famous. I mean, you love Bravo. That's why you're listening to this podcast in the first place. So sign up.
Watch for free or upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone. Go to peacocktv.com to download and start streaming now. So they put out water toys and Bugs runs the food. And Z's like, is that bacon on there? Because I don't eat bacon. And darn, darn, darn.
Bacon drama. So Bugsy actually takes on this for herself, because she's like, it's like,
well, it's my fault that I didn't tell Tom that she doesn't eat bacon or beef, but
I'm like, well, no, but it's also Tom is the chef, and he has to know. He knows he was supposed to study these preference sheets, so it's not your fault, Bugsy.
And she's like, sorry, Tom. And Tom is not delivering today, you know? I mean, I know we call Tom an asshole all the time, but it's because he's an asshole. So you have to be an asshole, Tom. You can't just be an asshole for like 3 weeks and then come on here and start being all nice. Like, what the hell? This is the home stretch. I need to see you throw a pan, Tom.
Well, he's not like that he's being nice. It's more that he's just being like, indoor voice asshole, because when Bugsy's like, she doesn't eat bacon, Tom's like, well, why didn't she say it before? Why didn't she say it before? I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just read minds? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Like some tarot card reader on the side of the street in rags asking for $5 to read your mind? Is that what I'm supposed to do, mother? Be an average mind reader. You know what I say to that? 24601! That's how many seconds until I get off the stupid boat.
And they give him even the chance to fuck up nachos, and he doesn't even fuck up the nachos. Come on, Tom. I need some delivery from Tom today, okay?
The nachos did look weird to me. When he was making them, I was like, what is that? And then he puts them up there, and then they're like, did he use burrata on the nachos? And then they're like, but it tastes great. And I was like, damn it.
I know. What a way to end the season. Come on, guys. So they decide to have a sunset cruise, and Tom asks if they're happy, and she's like, super! And I was like, okay, well, thanks for wasting my time, show.
So now Jess and Aisha are in the galley, and Aisha's like, hey, girlfriend! How was your break? And Jess just is like, oh. Like, not speaking, but, like, making loud noises to show she's capable of making noise, but she just won't form that noise into words to address Aisha's question.
So Aisha just kind of ignores it and goes about her business, and Jess is like, hey, I just want to get something off my chest for a second. Dun, dun, dun. We go to commercial, and then we come back, and she's like, earlier, when you guys, like, took group photos, your hand went from his backpack to grabbing his ass.
What? Are you serious? I don't remember touching his ass.
And she's like, she says, I'm sorry, it was just me being stupid. She goes, I agree. I think it's mad disrespectful. Sorry.
Sorry. And then she's like, well, you know what? He's wearing a pink, big
backpack, and there's only one place I've got to put for my hand to rest on it. It's not like he has a particularly majestic butt. It's not like I'm getting off on it like when I stick me finger up me bum. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, but it just really upset me. Like, in your position, you know, like, someone's in a relationship. Like, it's disrespectful.
Yeah, and she's like,
well, to you, I mean, in my group of friends, it's not really. I just don't think about it, I guess, because we're all pretty chill people who are, like, more or less pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Sorry.
And then we see clips of last season with everybody, like, touching each other's dicks and stuff.
Yeah, like, looking at each other's...
And then we cut back, and she's like, but it bothers you, so I won't do it anymore. It's like, yeah. It's like, but, like, if for me, if someone touched my boyfriend's ass, I literally couldn't give two shits. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm not that type.
Yeah.
Well, and you've told me, so now I won't do it again.
And she's like, well, when I'm in a relationship, it's not a free-for-all for everyone to grab something. And just, like, stomps off, like, bitch, back the fuck up anyway.
Oh, my God. And Jess, so it's high, like, school. But I'm going to cut that girl's ass. Shut up.
Yeah.
Go, like, clean the toilet.
I know. It's like being, like, so territorial over, like, a piece of garbage floating in the sea.
Yeah. It's like fighting over a straw in a turtle's nose. Like, guys. So, all the ladies are in love with Alex, and they're talking about how cute he is, and Emily is like, Alex, if you could keep working, that would be great. And then it cuts to the captain watching, and she's like, God, I love her.
So proud of her.
God, so proud.
So proud of her. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, Mr. Belvedere.
So one of the ladies comes into the galley to ask for more champagne, and Tom still doesn't get mad. This show is just taunting me at this point.
I know. What a letdown. What a letdown. And then Malia, like, checks in on Tom, like, in his, and he's still, like, napping, I guess, in another scene, and Malia checks in to make sure he's okay, and he's like, wah, wah, wah. It's like being, like, aggressive snuggling, and he's like, you are salty. You are very salty, you little wanker. Oh, salty wanker.
Salty stinker. She's like, oh, well, we just have one dinner left, and I want the best for Tom. I mean, I've got my job and my heart on my shoulder. Shut up with this. Shut up with this. I'm sick of hearing it from you.
Yeah, you got epaulets on your shoulder, which means focus on your job.
Yes. So Alex and, why did I write Alex and Hannah? Who's he talking to?
Hannah's the primary. Oh, well, there's like some kneeboarding. It's like, oh, Hannah and Z are going to go kneeboarding. And is kneeboarding fun? Kneeboarding, that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah. And then Aisha asks Jess to help her make a greyhound. And she's like, what is that again? And then Bugs calls her sister Stephanie, and she tells us how she got her two siblings into it because she's the older sibling, so everybody just wants to be like her. And then I'm like, you know what I'm feeling right now? That your brother's hot. So
yeah, she got a hot brother.
Yeah.
Hot, hot brother. So Bugsy feels like, in a way, Jess is like a little sister to her or something. And I'm like, well, just so you know, maybe you should check in on your little sister then, because Jess has been doing shots this entire afternoon because he keeps cutting to her doing shots alone in the galley. You may want to check in on your little sister.
Yeah. Before Mary Timelaw gets on board.
That's
so
right.
Jess is smoking on the front of the deck in the smoking spot. And Rob comes over and she's like, did you go to Good Nap? He's like,
yes, well, I was in my head too much.
Of course.
I napped inside my head. It was strange. I had to crawl up into my own ear and then go to sleep, but it was too difficult in my own head where I was modeling.
She's like, what's wrong? And he's like, this shift in energy, it's hurting me. Why does it keep happening? It makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Well, you are doing something wrong. I guarantee it. So Jess is like, well, every situation is always being turned back into it's hurting you. It's hurting you. So instead of acknowledging me and my hurt, you just don't want to let it go.
Well, in past relationships, I've been monitored the whole time because people don't trust who I am. They just say, walk, walk, chin up. Now look deeply into me. And I do it click, 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 every relationship. And what's going to happen when we're out of here and we're out and about and someone talks to me? What are you going to do? Get mad? And she's like, yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Every relationship, people don't trust me. I mean, it's almost as if they act as if I'm just some
model/fuckboy who flirts with every woman he can because it fills a void in him psychologically, and when he's called out on it, he then says that he's guarded and hurt and in his own head. Why? Why do people not trust me?
Well, like, a bitch just literally grabbed your ass, and you can't just say, you were right, babe, like, she was flirting with me. Instead, you're acting like it's not a big deal. Ugh. And he's like, oh, I can't do jealousy. Well, then maybe you're good for Aisha, because she said that if you were her boyfriend, she wouldn't even care if I grabbed your ass.
Can I not be friendly with Aisha?
Yeah, is you can be something? Friendly with her, yeah, and that's why she feels free to grab your ass. Ugh.
I don't want to question things anymore. I want to be able to share an ice cream cone, or specifically a gelato cone, with someone like Aisha and not have you getting mad. Oh, by the way, I did do that. I licked an ice cream cone that Aisha gave me.
She'd kill him. So Bugs sees that Jess has not been doing anything. She hasn't even started clearing the table or anything. And so she's super frustrated. She's like, she's supposed to be working. I just thought there might be a little glimmer of hope in the last charter, but I guess not. Jess, Jess, Bugs. Jess, Jess, Jess.
And then Jess and Rob are like having their stupid fight, and then they like Alex and the guests like come walking by and like catch them while they're in their fight. So it's like commercial,
and then they're like, "Hi guys," and they start taking selfies and stuff.
Yeah, and then when it comes back from the commercial, Rob's like,
"I just want to be fun and free."
Like Rob, you have never been fun and free. Like those are two words that have never come to mind in describing you.
Jess is like, yeah, so you and her would be a great match then. Meet me in the dining room, Jess. And then the girls are taking selfies, and Jess is like, Jesus fucking Christ, one fucking spot. I can fucking, like, be myself.
Yeah.
So she goes to her room and slams the door to cry.
The guests invaded her, like, sulking area. Her sulking corner. Her smoking and sulking corner.
Yeah.
So now she's, like, crying in her cabin now. And then the girls all line up to jump in the water. They're going to do, like, a big photo where all four of them, like, jump in at the same time. And they're like, Alex is like, all right, one, two. And then, like, one girl backs out. And then the other ones get, like, confused, and it's just like this terrible, totally unsynchronized jump in the water.
and then Bugs, you know, pulls Jess aside for a talk, and the captain comes out and sees the guys doing the slide, and she goes, are you just putting out the slide now? He's like, we're taking it down, actually. So
yeah. Oh, okay, that reminds me of this one song. It goes do 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 do. Oh, Tom Stainer. Yeah. It's an actual doo-doo song.
Bugs basically gives Jess the lecture. She's like, now listen, I know my barrettes say love and fun, but I'll get one that says work if it helps you remember that you're here to work. Now do your work, girl.
Yeah, I want to have a good final charter. However, we get a good tip. So I want you to just jump straight on cabins. If someone says, I need a potato, you say, I'm going to the cabins. If someone says, I need a nail clipper, you say, I will get you that right after you go to cabins. I want everything to be in the cabins.
Now, I just want to end on a strong note. And Jess goes, well, good. I mean, as long as the communication is good. No.
What?
No, ma'am. This is not a moment where you're, like, supposed to have an opinion about something. You're doing a shitty job. Do a better job and stop walking around whining about some fucking man. Okay?
That's exactly
go
right.
Go do your job. So then Rob is talking, he goes to talk to the captain, and he's like, I feel untreated. I feel the jealous side of things.
Well, we have one more night, which means that you have, like, basically 18 hours to get your shit together. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know why you're talking to me right now. I mean, I guess everything's just sort of magnified since you're in this enclosed environment that you're about to be out of for 18 hours. So just... really, bro?
Yeah.
You can't hold on?
She's like, he says, well, it's making me feel like I'm doing something wrong. She's like, well, are you? Only you can answer that. Now, let me tell you, if you went to interrupt your captain while she was eating Cheerios, would you be doing something wrong? Yes or no?
I guess so.
Good answer. Okay, you want to do a sea? You want to do a sea crossing?
Yeah,
you're the kind of help I need. You want to do crossing? Yes or
if
no?
If my captain is in her own head while she's eating those Cheerios, is it still the same answer?
do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Rob. All right, thank you.
Do 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 do. Sorry, that was Zombie by the Cranberries. You know that song that goes
in my head. Yes, I do.
How did you know my song?
So she tells him that there's a crossing that he can do, and basically telling him, like, this girl's making you crazy, fuck Bally and just do the sea crossing, you know, and get like concentrate on your career. And she's like, you know, couples let their energy get in the way, and that can affect the team, so I'm breaking up this couple.
Yeah.
Just watch so, me.
So now, this is the moment where the girls jump off, and they have their bad photo. Sorry, everyone who was really concerned about the timing about that. And then the ladies afterwards are like, we want 3 espressos and a margarita, and we want it skinny. We don't want it skinny. We want it fat. We want it fat. So then someone, I forget who they tell this to, but then they go tell Tom, and they tell it to Tom. He's like, oh, that's funny, mother. That's very funny. A non-skinny, a fat margarita. Okay, 2 espressos and 1 full fat margarita. Okay, she doesn't want it skinny because she wants to bulk up. Oh, mother, wait till you hear about this. There's a full fat margarita. Oh, this is all turned around. Oh.
We're real Graham Norton over here. So then Aisha's on the phone with one of her friends from home. It's like, oh, hey, when people create drama, she said I touched his ass. I was like, what? I don't even remember doing it. She said it's disrespectful. It's so fucked.
And then her friend's just like, she's a weirdo.
Yeah. So Rob goes to Malia because he didn't get enough emotional support, I guess, from the captain, this guy. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God. So he goes, start a journal. You know what I mean? Like, I do not want to hear this at work. So he goes up to Malia and he's like, we had quite an argument, Jess and myself. She's like, I don't even understand. Like, how many arguments is this?
Well, it will be okay in Bali. Have you and Tom ever fought?
Oh, you know, just like once or twice, just like drunken things, you know, where he called me a little imbecile and tried to throw me in the bin and said, you're just like a potato now, right? And I was just like, Tom, you're drunk.
But otherwise, no. And you know what? To be honest, if she acts this way when people are watching, I mean, how is she acting when no one is watching?
You mean like when she's in my head?
Please don't sing Captain Sandy's song. She's been singing that all day long. It's been making me crazy.
In my head. In my head. Zombie. Modeling. Ling. Ling. That's the lyric, right?
Well, you know, she may have been difficult, but she's also shown me a good woman as well. She's like, oh, God, whatever. Busy. Too busy to listen to this.
She showed me a good woman, and I've already texted her to see if she wants to hang out.
So now it's time to change into blacks, and Bugsy comes in with her espressos and martini.
Knock, knock, ladies. Hello, I've got your espressos and full fat margaritas.
So they're on the little boat.
They're going like a sunset cruise.
Yeah, they're on the sunset cruise, yeah. And so the ladies are all talking about Alex, and they're like, Alex, who are you dating? He's like, no one. Emily says, well, he's trying to. He's really into cougars.
Mm-hmm.
Rude.
And
that's rude,
I know,
ma'am.
He's like, and he says that he's been courting, Malia's like, well, he's been courting Bugsy for the last 2 weeks. And the Hannah, the primary, is like, well, you just made half the girls here really upset. Parkour!
Yeah, you know, if that doesn't work out, I'm going to marry your MILF. So then Bugs is setting the table, and Tom is like, I'm so pumped and relieved to think it's the final dinner. I'm coming out organs blazing.
Yeah.
Gross.
No, he said all guns blazing, not organs. But I thought he said organs at first, too. No, don't worry. It sounded like he said organs.
Oh.
So he's like, I'm going to make Wagyu fillet. I'm going to make a slowly cooked steak, a braised something or another that I can't understand. And you know what? You can't fail with it. You absolutely can't. It's like my mother said. You can't fail with this, so don't fuck it up again, you dummy. That's exactly how I feel about this dinner.
Who doesn't love cheeks? So, welcome back. This is so boring. That's my note. So, Rob is talking to David, the first mate. And,
I know, David gets a first mate scene.
Yeah. And David's like, so, I'm going to do the crossing. Are you going to do the crossing as well? And Rob's like, not decided. I was going to go to ballet, but if I do the crossing, is that sea time enough for the license? And what do you think about being in one's head? And are you a hugger?
Can one do a crossing while being in their own head? Is that possible?
Could you imagine being stuck at sea for days at a time with no one else to talk to but Rob?
It's feels like a Darren Aronofsky movie. It's like you wake up every day and there's Rob.
The ocean's so vast, we haven't seen land in days and days. I can't help but feel like the land is in my head. Oh, it's in my head.
David, when you asked me to put down the anchor like that in the middle of the ocean, it hurt. It hurt me deeply.
When those dolphins were following our boat and then they stopped following, that hurt. It hurt.
So he can get his 200-ton license, and David's like, well, I need to check insurance and payment. I need to know for certain, because I don't want to get people to jump through hoops if you are not going to do the crossing. And then they cut to Alex in an interview, and he's like, yeah, you know what? He should probably go to, like, Indonesia or some shit to meditate. I'm serious. And the producer's like, Bali is in Indonesia. He's like, well, you sound like an asshole, Alex.
Yeah. So then it's nighttime, and Bugs is telling Jess to go into laundry, and then so Jess is in the laundry room, and but Rob is there also, and they're like, there's like awkward silence. So Jess is like, you good? He's like, what's that? You good?
So getting ready.
That's like their interaction.
Yeah. So the guests are taking forever to get ready for dinner, and Tom's like, waiting. Half the job is waiting. Garnishes, potatoes, stupid fat margarita. God damn it. Throw the stupid fat margarita against the wolf.
What's even the point of waiting if you know that half it's just going to go in the bin anyway, these stupid idiots? What's going to happen next? I'll tell you what's going to happen next. They're going to send back all that food and say, could you fry this a little bit? Could you fry it? Poached and then fried. Can you believe these things? There's a world that we live in. It's crazy.
So Aisha passes Rob and she's like, hello, Robert. And he's like, I apologize for whatever happened before. I'm being sad right now. Will you offer to hug me? And she's like, yeah, I didn't know that was the thing. I'm sorry, though. And he's like, I'm sorry, too. I'm sadly hitting this chamois up against, and still no hug. Who must I go to get out of my head?
This is going to be a long crossing, but at least Jill Hennessy will be at the end of it.
It's like, no, that's Crossing Jordan. That's a different show entirely.
Oh, dear.
If only we could bring some law and order into this situation.
No, also, that's a different Jill Hennessy show. It doesn't work that way, Rob.
So it's 9:17 p.m. and the ladies still aren't there. But, hey, here they come. Everything's okay, guys. So the ladies are like, so do you guys have, like, a pecan pit? What is that? What does that mean?
She said, do you guys have a peak and a pit? It's like the rose and the thorn game.
Oh,
so one lady is like,
a peak and a pit. Okay.
A peak and a pit. So one lady is like, well, I'll tell you my peak, or maybe it's my pit. I just can't tell. I could not be more mom. I'm so mom. And they're like, yeah, we know. Boring face.
And Hannah's like, I know what your pit is. Alex going for Bugsy. Oh, so then Rob offers to help with turn down, and he's like, I like doing the diamond. So we see him in there folding the toilet paper into a little diamond, like,
now if I were to tell you I was in my head, would you hug me, toilet paper diamond? No? I guess I'll just go on with it then.
Isn't it ironic? Here I am, in my head, while I'm actually sitting in the head.
Hopefully, so, I'll go on the crossing and get a head.
I wonder if there'll be room for my Jill Hennessy poster when I go on this crossing.
He just has like a low-level obsession with Jill Hennessy. He's like,
I first fell in love with Jill Hennessy in 2005. when she was last on television.
So then the food is delivered, and one of the girls is like, "Oh my god, it's Aisha!" And she's like, "Hi, girlfriend!"
Oh, and another thing that's happening is that Tom is plating snapper, and so he's like, Malia, will you come here and help plate this for me? So she's like ladling on stuff, like some sort of sauce or dressing onto the snapper or whatever, and which again, it's like, remember, she wasn't supposed to be in the galley, but the food goes up. Hi, girlfriend, and everyone loves it, and they're loving this experience. Everyone's just like having the best time, except for Z, who just looks like bored to death on this at this table.
Yeah,
and then Sandy's just watching Tom and Malia in the kitchen because Malia's again was helping out, and Sandy's like, "Oh, hey, you make a nice little stew, Chef Malia. You really do. You know what? In spite of everything yesterday, Malia's still doing her job on deck. She's killing it. It reminds me of that one song. It sort of goes a little bit like this. Do, 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 do. Oh, wait, that's just Morse code."
So Malia wants to be a captain, and she has a lot to learn, and I'm gonna help her. So then the main is being delivered, and the music stops, and she's like, "Is this beef? I don't eat beef." Dun, dun, dun.
So Aisha brings the beef down to Tom, and she's like, "Oh, Z doesn't eat beef." He goes, Oh, I think I got a piece of chicken back here behind all the sliced cucumbers that no one ever needs to serve.
"That's okay, honey. Honey, it's okay, honey." He's like, "I don't need to make excuses for it. I can only strive to do my best. Hopefully, she won't hold it against me. And if she does, I'm going to stand in front of the castle and start myself on fire."
Do 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 do. Wow. Love that song.
Game of Chicken Bones. Love that. What a great show. Look at him coming through with that chicken at the last second. So Z loves her chicken.
Can I get an amen, anyone? Like literally a VHS of amen. That's really in my head right now.
Tom's like, "Well, you just sort of take it for granted when they eat dairy after saying they don't eat dairy, and then when they eat gluten after they don't eat gluten. I mean, I shouldn't have taken it for granted, even though she's an nincompoop that changes her mind every 2 seconds and has no allergies to everything. God damn it, mother!"
You know, it's like when your mother says that she's proud of you, but you can see the rage in her eyes that she's actually so massively disappointed and wish you weren't even born in the first place. We're all accustomed to lies. That's what life is. One big giant lie. And you know what? I won't have it anymore. Here's your fillet.
So Aisha is like, "He apologizes profusely." And she's like, "Tell him to get his act together." Just kidding.
Yeah.
"Oh, I thought it was
hey, Aisha." Sorry, Aisha, I want you to tell the chef that he did such a terribly amazing job.
I feel free. So then they're getting the headphones prepared. Rob is helping like unfurl the headphone cords or whatever, and he's with Jess, and he's like, "Story of my life, recoiling hoses."
If that is the story of your life, then I'm very sad for your biographer.
Wild wild hoses.
So Jess is like, "You get so frustrated." And he's like, "Oh, I have a lot of patience." "When you want to."
"What does that mean?"
"It means you have a lot of patience when you want to." "Fine, that's fine, for fuck's sake."
Oh god, they're so terrible. They're so terrible.
Make it stop.
So now the guests are ready to party, and here's the bane of my existence, the silent disco. So they're getting ready for silent disco time. But first, Malia and Tom are kissing, and Malia's like, "It's okay." And he goes, Tom's like, "Well, these sort of things really get me down, you know? That get me down when I don't, you know, when I serve steak to someone who doesn't want to eat steak. It just reminds me of being a little child and serving my mother of my first batch of homemade yogurt, and she says I don't eat dairy, and she threw it in my face, and I had to wear that yogurt to school for 3 full days before I learned my lesson, mummy."
Honey, you're fine. It's not like it was an allergy or something. Okay, this show needs to stop with couples, because I cannot watch fucking terrible couples. There's three terrible couples. Three! I can't.
I know. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Oh my God.
So, speaking of terrible couples, so now Jess is, she's gets told she can go to bed. So she like goes into her bedroom, but like sighs her way in. She's like, I'm like, just go into your bunk at this point. We don't even care about the size.
So then they do the silent disco, and Aisha is not silent at all the whole time. No. She's like, oh,
yeah, this was so funny. They basically just kept the mic on her, so you just hear her like panting and like laughing a little bit. She's like, that's good. I love this song.
And I love her. She doesn't care that this chart, like that this whole thing sucks for her, because she's just gonna have fun anyway. Like, she parties, she has fun, and she's like, I'll never have to clean a toilet again after this. And she's like taking selfies of herself, because like there's no friends to take selfies with.
I know. She basically was like me when I went to Club Med in 2010. I was like, well, I'm just going to pretend like I've got friends here, because it's just me right now.
Yeah.
So, because I was with my family and everyone went to sleep.
Except when every day feels like a silent disco. Silent disco. I wake up and you're not by my side.
So it's morning, and Rob gets out of bed, and Jess is like, why are you getting up? I'm like, it's morning. That's what happens. It's part of the process when you wake up and have a job to do. And he goes,
because I'm getting tested every 5 minutes.
I'm not testing you every 5 minutes.
It's like, just drop it, okay? I'm in my head, and that's where I'll be modeling. We're making a conscious effort to hurt one another.
She's like, yeah? Well, that's what you continue to do. I'm not doing this shit. Like, you're fucking my heart. Like, you're gonna blow shit out of proportion. Jess, you stomped around the whole boat yesterday, threatened to kill somebody, and then, like, were horrible to him all day. Give me a break, lady.
Yeah, I mean, there's no beginning and there's no end to it. She was ridiculous about it. She was super ridiculous, and he was like, that's ridiculous. And so then you're like, okay, I'm sort of on Rob's side because she's being crazy. But then he draws it out. He's like, I'm in my head. I'm so hurt. So she's like, well, can't I express my hurt? And then now he starts giving her the silent treatment. And then now she goes from being hurt to being like, but what about me? What about me? And it's just like, they're so awful.
They're horrible. He's like, oh, I'm triggered. I have been triggered. And I cut off completely. And I told you I would give this one shot. But I'm better alone. And I don't want to run away from this, but... And she's like, at this point, I'm scared to love you anymore. He's like, well, that's on you.
Sorry, guys. Thought this moment called for a little Bonnie Raitt. I can't make you love me if you don't. Also, there's a little bit of a spill upstairs, Rab, so could you get to that?
I'm guarded. I set traps. And once you trigger that trap, you're out. It's a sad way to live, but that's what it is.
I'm just like, leave then. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Truly, like, the worst version of Saw we've ever seen. Like... It's like, guess what, guys? Jigsaw is just like some codependent guy who used to be a model.
I set traps.
You got trapped. Now you're going to have to listen to Rob complain about being in his head, or Jessica complain about being hurt by something.
You have to kill someone, or else you have to hear about my modeling days for the next 3 hours.
So he marches over to David's... Well, march. I mean, he shuffles over to David's door and is like, knock, knock. David, I think I'm in. And then Jess is like... crying in the bathroom. Oh, my God.
I'm in for the crossing.
Oh, gosh. Please, go on your crossing. Please, cross. Jeez. Cross away from here. Please. God.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck. Mediterranean, everybody. Honey.
Honey, honey, honey. Well, next week is the season finale, and then we'll have some reunions, and then Rake Classic Below Deck is back, actually pretty soon, in about a month. So, back to Captain Lee without Kate, which is going to be a little weird, but you know what? We will go on. We will go forward.
We will just keep on keeping on, okay? Thanks for being here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.